I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
But Mr. Whittaker...
I can't believe that you would do such a thing, especially after I expressly told you to be careful about what you say. Do you remember me telling you that? Do you?
Yes.
Then why'd you go ahead with this?
I'm trying to entertain people.
What you were doing is not entertainment.
Sure it is. People were laughing, weren't they? Well, that's all I'm trying to do, is make people laugh.
Just because people laugh at something doesn't automatically make it entertaining. Besides, that kind of laughter isn't desired at wit's end.
But everyone knows it's all in fun.
Fun?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't hurting anybody.
Not hurting anyone?
No! People have to learn to laugh at themselves. And if they can't take a joke, well, forget them.
I can't believe my ears. Did you learn this nonsense from Brian Dern?
Well, yeah.
Figures. Let me tell you something, Jimmy. Dern is 100% dead wrong. Flippant remarks and jokes of this sort do hurt people, badly. Eugene was very upset about what you did.
But I'm just fooling around.
Not on this station, you're not. As of now, you are off the air.
But Mr. Whittaker...
I'm sorry, Jimmy, but you've proven you can't be trusted. This radio station is here to build people up, not tear them down. Until you can learn to do that, you're off.
I'm off. I've got the most popular show on the station, and I'm off. People really can't take a joke.
Hey, Jimmy!
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hey, Van, listen. You're on the radio.
You mean I was on the radio. My show just got canceled.
I'm not talking about your show. I'm talking about the Crying Brian Dern show.
What?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, this local kid, Jimmy Barkley is his name. Comes into my office with his so-called demo tape.
So-called?
And he says he wants me to evaluate it for him. Well, I thought it would be a good idea to record this whole conversation.
What?
So I say, are you sure you want me to do this? And this is what he says.
Oh, please. Don't spare me because I'm young. I can take it. Please.
But I didn't
well,
say that.
Now, I'm beginning to think this kid is a couple of tacos short of a fiesta platter, you know?
Hey, that's my
so
line.
So I tell him, okay, this tape is a joke, right?
A joke?
A complete and total joke.
But he said he liked
then
it.
Then I say, you want me to go on? And he says...
It's all right. You should be brutal with me.
So now I'm thinking that this kid really does have a few hens left out in the yard, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's the type of guy who takes an IQ test and forgets to write his name. But I tell him, all right, you really shouldn't give up your paper route. And, well, he looks at me for a second, and I say, you want more? And I kid you not, this is what he says.
Just one more. Move in for the kill.
Can you believe that? So I told him flat out, you just don't have what it takes, kid. Your voice isn't very good, your jokes are stale, and you have no timing. So, Jimmy, pal, if you're listening, I'm doing you a favor. I mean, it's better that you find out now from me that you have no talent than for you to keep trying year after year and never make it, you know? I mean, sure, you may be humiliated now, but trust me, one of these days, you'll thank me. All right, we gotta go to a sponsor. This is Crying Brian Dern on Odyssey 105.
Wow, did you really say all those things, Jimmy? Jimmy?
No talent. Great. Just great.
Salutations, Master Barclay.
Eugene.
Partaking of the park's natural beauty?
Something like that.
Young Charles came into Wit's End and told us of your experience. Mr. Whittaker suggested that I find you to talk.
Look, if you want to yell at me, Eugene, go ahead. I deserve it.
Actually, Mr. Whittaker had something different in mind. He felt that I would be uniquely qualified to comfort you, seeing as how I recently suffered through a similar experience.
Yeah, but I caused your similar experience.
Indeed you did. And it gave me no small amount of embarrassment, I might add.
I didn't mean for it to, Eugene. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make him laugh, that's all. I guess there's a fat chance of that now.
Why?
Didn't Charlie tell you what Dern said? I have no talent. Besides, I've been pulled off the air.
Well, I believe that if you show Mr. Whittaker you can be responsible, he'll put you back on the air. And for what it's worth, I think Mr. Dern is wrong.
You do?
Yes. You have talent, Jimmy. It's raw, rather immature, certainly untamed, occasionally unprincipled, but definitely there.
Thanks, Eugene, I guess. But do you really think Mr. Whittaker will give me another chance?
Well, we could make another demo tape and find out.
Could we? I mean, you'd do that for me?
On one condition.
What?
This time, keep me behind the microphone.
You got it, Eugene.
And so he turns to me and says, "Never wrestle with the pig. You both just get dirty, and the pig likes it." Well, this is Jimmy Barkley on Kids Radio here at Wits End.
I'll be back. I just gotta go get some lunch.
Well, it's about time you came out. Mr. Dern?
Ah. Oh, yeah? What can I do for you, old-timer?
My name is John Whittaker. I'm a friend of Jimmy Barkley.
Who?
The youngster you made fun of on your program a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah, that kid. Well, look, if you want to rake me over the coals or scream at me, let's get it over with. I got a lot of things to do.
Well, I didn't come here to scream or rake you over the coals. I came to thank you.
Well, you came to thank me? For what?
For teaching a young man a very important lesson.
Now, what do you mean, Jimmy?
That's right. You see, a couple of days ago, he really wanted to be like you, Mr. Dern. But by doing no more than being yourself, you made him realize what a horrible prospect that really is. And for that, you have my undying gratitude.
Oh. Well, you're welcome.
Good day, Mr. Dern.
Yeah. Right. Glad I was able to be of service. I think.
It looks like Brian Dern has finally come up against someone who left him speechless. You know, in the book of James, chapter 3, the writer has some strong words about why it's important to watch what we say. He says that the tongue is like the rudder of a large ship. It's a very small instrument, but if you use it improperly, it can cause a large ship to crash. He also calls the tongue a fire, setting whole forests ablaze with just a tiny spark. He writes, "We can tame every sort of bird and animal, but no one can tame the tongue. We use it to bless and praise God and to curse our brothers. But one or the other has to win out. A well can't produce bitter and sweet water." The next time you're tempted to say something that might hurt somebody, think about these verses. After all, what's more important, getting in the last word or making God happy? Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.